Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It is the 15th of January, 2022. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who have stayed this long, you've tightened your seatbelt, you've pulled it really tight, and you're still hanging out with Cal, Fred, and Denise. I tried to do a little slow, relaxing, calm entry into the third hour, because by the third hour, people have got their feet up, and they're just relaxing right now. Denise, did you know that?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Unless they're driving.
Well, maybe they're relaxing. Welcome, WKUL 92.1 FM, Coleman, Alabama. That's one of the new stations that have come on board. We appreciate you coming on board with us. What a wonderful opportunity to be part of this Radio Law Talk family, and we thank you for listening to us. All over 100 affiliates now, in one way or the other, to our knowledge. I think it's over 100. I haven't counted. There's just too many right now. So we love it and appreciate it. We're going to talk today, this third hour, about the Supreme Court ruling on vaccine mandates. Denise and I are going to have a few twists on that. Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather's, and other people are being sued over cryptocurrency. We're going to talk about that. By the way, cryptocurrency, NFTs, huh? I'm telling you, I think I'm a smart lawyer. That's something I just don't touch. Everyone's like, oh, Fred, you got to get into crypto and NFTs. I'm like, you know what, guys? There's only so much capacity in my brain, and that's just not one that I have capacity to handle. And so I don't think I have any investments. I think I bought $1,000 of crypto one time just for the heck of it, just so I could say I've got something there. But let me tell you a little secret. Here's our private secret. Todd Kuhnin, our other co-host that's not here today, he loves that crypto stuff. He's into it. He understands it. You know, he's not a wealthy man, so he invests a little bit in it, but he understands it. I don't understand it at all. And I will never forget the day he came in here in Radio Law Talk, and he sat here, and I don't know if you remember this, Denise. He said, Fred, go put $100,000. I'm not saying what I have or don't have. Go put $100,000 into crypto, man. You're going to make some money. And I'm like, how much is crypto? He goes, $5,000 a share. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I have no idea what I'm doing, nothing about it, so I ignored it. Well, what did crypto do after that? Went to, what, $50,000, $60,000 a share, something like that? And Todd, to this day, looks at me and goes, I told you. And then I'm like, well, but then when if you'd have told me something else that crashed, I would have lost it all, right? So, but anyway, we're going to talk about that today. Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather, among others, are being sued over cryptocurrency. We're going to talk about a Chicago judge that gets caught on a hot mic. It's not just the judge, but it's the prosecutors. And, oh, my gosh.
Like, be careful what you say, folks.
But it's just like, wow. And then they hear the staff of the court laughing, you know, about what the judge is saying. Now, is the staff laughing like a nervous laugh? Like, ha, Your Honor, that shouldn't have been saying that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not
right.
Blaming the staff because here's the judge doing some stuff. But it is very interesting. And this is a very conservative woman. I'm not going to say she's conservative, but she represents kind of the downtrodden conservative people that are who is she? She represents.
She's criminal.
She does criminal.
She represented Cosby.
Yeah, Cosby. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She represents a lot of the criminal people and individuals that have been kind of to some degree wronged. And she's right now on this case that the hot mic occurred is she's trying to get a conviction overturned of a individual that was convicted of a crime years and years ago. And apparently she's just a superstar, great trial lawyer, but we're going to go over what was said in detail that is the most interesting stuff that, oh my gosh, you don't let that get out, Your Honor. So you got to be careful now with the hot mic, because why does a judge have a hot mic? What's going on now? Let me explain what's going on in the court systems. So now in the court system, we, like, are not this trial we're in now, but the last trial we're in, the court played it live on YouTube. And so you can stream live the court proceeding and watch it. Because normally in a court system before the pandemic, you had the right, generally speaking, unless a judge has the right to keep people out, you can come in and watch the trial.
Yes, public. They're public.
They're public, right? Unless the judge keeps people out. So to keep that going, they put it out there online, and you can listen to it live via streaming.
Right, because they're not going to allow people in the court right now.
With the COVID thing.
With the exception of the litigants,
right,
the attorneys, and the witnesses.
But guess what? Whoopsie. What do? They left it on. So this was streaming out.
I bet it was the bailiff.
It probably was. Click, I'm going to keep this thing on. But you got to be careful what you say, right? So we're going to go over that, and there's some interesting things, Cal. You're gonna laugh at that one. But before we do any of that stuff, Cal, take us to our third and final case or no case for Denise and I to get points.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, I promise you.
I love MASH. I love MASH.
Do you know the words to this?
Suicide is painless.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yes.
I know it was written by a kid. Anyway, MASH was a very popular television show. Its finale episode still ranks as one of the most watched television shows ever. But the producers of MASH and CBS Television got in a little fight over the use of laugh tracks on the TV show. The producers, Larry Gelbart and Gene Reynolds, went to the network, which always used laugh tracks on comedies as a matter of policy, and said, there's no audience in the operating room, so why do we have laugh tracks during the operating room scenes? The network executive says, well, A, it's CBS policy to have laugh tracks in comedies, and B, how will the audience know that it's not a drama show, and how will they know when to laugh? So they got out their contract with CBS and went to an attorney to see if they could compel the network to stop using laugh tracks on parts of their show. Now, the attorney said, the creative aspect of the show is your responsibility. But CBS, they can edit out anything they want. But can they add something? That's the real question here in the issue. The producers were willing to die on that hill. They were willing to go to the wall. And so I ask you what they asked their attorney. Case or no case? And Fred, I think it's your turn to go first.
I absolutely think I've heard this before, Cal, okay, that this is an actual, I know this happened. And I'm trying to think if it was a lawsuit. What I'm trying to think is, was it a lawsuit or was it just allegations back and forth? And I'm going to say it was a lawsuit. Okay, so let me make sure I'm clear. CBS said it did not want the laugh tracks in there.
No, they said they do, and they said
they want it.
It's our editorial policy to have laugh tracks in every comedy, including this one.
So CBS wanted it in, and who didn't want it in?
The producers.
The producers. Okay. So under their contract and their agreement, who has the right to do what now?
CBS had the right to edit. They had the right to censor, you should say. But the question is, did they have the right to put something in, like a laugh track?
Yeah, in other words, creative control was the producers.
Right, I get it. I'm going to say it's a case, and the producers win, because I think they have control over what that's going to happen, and that's not, a laugh track is not going to be something that could be sensitive or could be falling outside the realm of what's appropriate. And so I think it's going to be a case, and the producers win. And with that, great analysis and phenomenal, brilliant mind, we're going to go to our break.
But well, we haven't heard from me yet. Isn't that who you're talking about?
Well, that's next. The most brilliant. I'm the second. Oh, that's what she likes to think.
Well, what way are you leaning? Are you leaning case or no?
I'm leaning strategery.
Here we go.
All right, we're going to be back after this.
So, stay tuned. The answer to case or no case and more Radio Law Talk are coming right up right after this.
Commercial Shows and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Okay, Denise, you had your time to think about following Fred, FF, follow Fred, or you decide you're going to go on your own on this.
But what's the facts again?
Okay, the two producers of MASH decided that they did not want to use laugh tracks and operating room scenes of the show. CBS said it's always been our editorial policy since I Love Lucy to have laugh tracks on comedies. It's going to stay. And the two producers said, well, we're going to get to a lawyer, go over our contract, and see who has ultimate editorial control over our show. Is it the network or is it the producers? And they were willing to die on that hill. They stood up there and drew a line in the sand. So that's the question, case or no case.
And Fred, correct me, but you said it's a case?
It's a case, and the producers win.
And so I'm going to say that it is not a case. But it's a true scenario.
Is this
because they settled it.
Is this a strategic decision?
Wait a minute. She said they settled. So wait a minute. You can't stop. Okay. So you're saying they settled before the case was filed. So,
correct.
So you're saying a case was never filed.
Correct.
It was a scenario, but they didn't, that they settled it.
I think the settlement was a compromise that the CBS could do the laugh tracks on all but their operation scenes.
Before any lawsuit was filed.
Yep.
Okay, so
scenario, no case.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much right now. It was, in fact, a true story, for the legal part.
Shoot.
The producers got the network to agree that they would not have laugh tracks in the operating room.
She's laughing at me and pointing at me. I should have taken that picture. She's laughing and pointing at me. Yes. Well, now, at least Todd didn't get it, right?
Now the cast in the show brought this up to the producers. They said, there's no audience in the operating room. Why would we have people laughing in there? And the network said, because that's how we've always done it. Wow. And besides, they said, well, how would people know that something's supposed to be funny? And the two producers, Gelbart and the other, said, well, how about the writing and the lines and the delivery of the actors? So no case and no laugh track in many of the operating scenes for most of the episodes for the famous television show MASH.
Nice.
And that is case.
Nailed it, Denise.
Oh, no,
go,
case.
Denise.
Good
go,
job,
Denise.
Way to go.
That was freaking
good job.
All right, two extra points for you. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on. This has been so controversial. And we kind of nailed it, but not exactly for the right reasons, but we nailed it prior on Radio Law Talk about whether or not Biden, our president, and the federal government could force businesses with 100 or more employees to mandate vaccinations of their employees. The Supreme Court held no. Now, there are some caveats. The Supreme Court held no, with the exception of any healthcare workers. The healthcare workers, the federal government can mandate them to be vaccinated. And by the way, we were discussed, is there going to be a mass exodus now from the healthcare sector and be a crisis? It was funny. I said, I think there's about 20% of them that might be leaving. Denise says, no, there's only 25% that aren't vaccinated. Well, okay. But you might be right, Denise. They might say, I'm going to get vaccinated now. But, that's going to be interesting to find out. Now let's dice this apart a little bit, Denise. So let's separate, healthcare workers, and I'll talk a little bit about healthcare workers in a second, and the actual businesses and what the judges did and how they differentiated. Go ahead, Denise.
The businesses were overseen by OSHA, right? And OSHA was an agency that was enacted by Congress. And so there's real clear guidelines as to what OSHA's job is in protecting workers in the workplace. And so the court found, and in this particular case, Judge Roberts and Judge Kavanaugh, they sided with the conservatives, and all the liberals dissented. But they found that, well, number one, COVID is not always caught in the workplace. So it's not a unique workplace hazard. And then number two, they thought that Congress, if it needed to, it could authorize OSHA and give it permission to regulate the workplace in this type of a situation when there's a pandemic. And OSHA has not done that. So they found that OSHA exceeded its authority and that it could not impose this onerous, if you will, regulation upon businesses just because they have 100 or more employees. That's basically what it came down to.
Yeah, what's interesting about that, Denise, is, first of all, what's the difference between 100 and 99 and 101? You know, why are these, that's what bothers me about these just numbers that the government throws out. 100 or less employees. Okay, why not 105? Why not 97?
It was 100 or more.
I know that, but my point is why that number? It tells you how things are just so non-scientific to some degree, right?
Arbitrary and capricious.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, now the second thing that's interesting you brought up, Denise, was, I had it on the tip of my tongue. What they brought up about that was, let me jump into why they allowed healthcare. I don't remember, there was another
point.
It
was the COVID. It was because COVID's not unique to the workplace.
Yes, that's right. That's smart. Yeah. Okay. So how do you know? Someone brought that up to me. Well, I got COVID. This is a quote. I got COVID because I showed up to this event. I said, but that was like, you were there like 5 hours? Yeah. And that's what happened. Actually, it was a person saying they got it at the hospital. They went to the hospital for something that had nothing to do with COVID, right? Knee injury. That's where I got my COVID. I said, well, where were you the day before you went to the hospital? Because they were there for like 5 hours. Well, I was with a bunch of friends and people. Okay. What about after the hospital? Well, I was with friends and some other people. How do you know you got it from the hospital? How can you prove that, right? So that's an issue. But when we come back, I'm going to talk about why healthcare providers, the Supreme Court upheld the Biden administration and government's mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated to work in the healthcare field. And there's a reason. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations, and we thank you. Stay tuned.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left 6 people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We have a single suspect right now that was seen fleeing the scene westbound here on 8th Street in a hoodie. And all we know is it's a male in a hoodie. That's about all we know right now. The thing that's really critical about this is that when you have something like this happen with this many people involved, is that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio available if people are willing to share that with us.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Oh, that's down.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk.
We're going to do
now,
something.
Back to the show.
Let's talk a little bit about, we were talking about the mandate and what the Supreme Court, the vaccine mandate and what the Supreme Court held. And I'm back on my turn of why two of the justices, Roberts and Kavanaugh, that are generally more conservative, and I'm going to say Roberts has turned into the Kennedy of the court and kind of more of a centrist and jumps both sides. As they moved over to the side of the liberal justices that wanted a mandate and to force people to be vaccinated in at businesses with 100 or more employees, they jumped over there and said when it came to nurses and medical personnel, they
and hospitals,
can be, hospitals,
period.
Et cetera. Yeah. They can be mandated for the following reasons. They accept Medicare and Medicaid funding, and that's money from the federal government. Therefore, they basically have standing, the federal government kind of has standing to go ahead and mandate that. Now, so it's kind of a win and a loss for those who are for mandating it, and a win and a loss for those who don't think it should be mandated. Now, here's the interesting thing that we need to get into, Denise. So that's what the Supreme Court said. Now, what's going to happen to businesses that want to mandate it? And I'm going to say, under the current law and the laws from Massachusetts, the smallpox cases, I think the businesses under the current law and what the courts are going to hold is they're going to be able to mandate that. So if a business itself, they kind of let the businesses do what they want, right? The government, I mean, with some exceptions, right? But they have certain freedoms. If business A wants to mandate that all their employees have to be vaccinated to work there, they can do that. If business B says they do not require vaccinations in their facility, they can do that.
But they may require tests. You know, they can do it.
Whatever. I mean, don't forget, a lot of businesses can require employees to take what type of tests before they work there? Drug tests, right? And that's constitutional, and that's okay. They're allowed to do that. Now, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. This is my prediction. No guarantees, but a prediction. I think what's going to have to happen is, Denise and I were talking about this, and Cal, I think you've brought this up too. There's going to be a shift in the working in the workplace, and what the shift's going to be, there's going to be people shifting back and forth businesses that do or don't require mandates, right? And you know, I know of a couple of nurses that did not want to get vaccinated and were looking for jobs outside their employer and looking for a place that, or a state, or maybe there's a facility in Wyoming that doesn't require vaccine mandates for nurses out there.
In
or whatever.
In a private company,
yeah. Right? Or let's say an ambulance company or something like that. You're going to see a shift in the workplace of people jumping around. There's going to be people doing the opposite. Look, this business does not mandate, right, Denise, that all the employees are vaccinated, and I want that, then you're going to go jump to a business that forces that. So I think you're going to see some shifting around in this country of all types of – I don't think it's going to be massive shift, but there will be shifts. Don't you think, Denise?
Right now is such a crazy time for labor, period. There's just – I've never seen such a shortage. I remember when we used to look at different types of closed systems like water and different type of resources where they doesn't renew itself. And labor was not really considered that. But in today's world, labor right now is really, really diminished. And people are out there needing employees and they can't find them. And labor has a lot more power than they ever have. And I just feel like this is a very unusual time, but at the same time, maybe it was a long time coming. It does give more power back to these potential employees.
Well, I think it shifts. You know that. You go back and look at history, I think, who was it that said, if you don't look back at your history, you're a fool? I mean,
yeah.
History, things go up and down.
Yeah.
Everything does. Democrat, Republican, it goes back and forth. Oh, my gosh, you know, and I'm not saying where we stand, you know, politically, but, oh, my gosh, it's a disaster. The Democrats have taken over, right? Well, it'll go back. You know, it eventually does. And what are the Republicans took over, a few years back, and they carried most of it. It fluctuates back and forth. And it's funny, people ask me as a businessman, this is separate than our Radio Law Talk, well, how do you do, Fred, isn't this a disaster? You know, I always say this as business. And when it comes to business and or your law of practice, I'm a sailboat. And I adjust my sails when I'm in the ocean, depending on which way the wind hits. And if you're smart, you'll adjust your sails because the wind's going to go one way or the other. It's going to constantly shift. And that's the way our political system is. And who knows? Maybe now with all these, what this is going on, it might shift back to Republican. We don't know. But what happens is it always shifts and it goes back and forth. Isn't that right, Denise?
Yeah, I kind of have a strategy or a little thought about things. I mean, if you want to promote conservative bases, then you attack them. Mm-hmm. Because more people will swing toward conservative if the conservatives are attacked, because we all have kind of this moral compass base, or most people do. But it's not the same for liberal. Liberal takes kind of like pulling away, and it's a little bit more of a fight. And it is a pendulum that swings back and forth. And we almost always end up at some point back in a centrist position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting about that, Denise? And I don't know if I fully understand what you're trying to say, but I kind of do. But I've always said this, and I brought this up on hard times. You want change? You hit them in the pocketbook. You don't like this? What this doing? Then don't use their services. If you don't like that station I'm not going to say the name of that, you know, where you fill up your car and get your snacks because they don't treat you right, or you don't like what they do, then go to the one across the street.
The point is, you use.
I mean, I'm even more than that than going out with a picket line. You know, it's like use your wallet.
We forget sometimes the power of the marketplace.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Use the wallet. But anyway, we went way off the edge. But that was fun to talk about that. I want to talk about. Now, look, go ahead. Let's talk about the Robert F. Kennedy assassination. What's the guy's name? Always Sirhan Sirhan.
He, believe it or not, he's in California prison system. The act of the murder of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy did occur in California. And what happened is that after the assassination happened and Sirhan Sirhan was convicted, he was actually going to be convicted for death. But then California changed the death policy by a very liberal justice who is no longer on. But that had the impact of switching a lot of people from being on death row into not being able to be put to death. And Sirhan Sirhan was one of those, and so was Charles Manson. So that's interesting and all of that. So Sirhan Sirhan came up for parole.
Yeah.
And the parole board supported him to be paroled. And that kind of put a lot of people at arms, especially the families of RFK. And so our governor
and the country. There's people that are, yeah.
And so our governor, Governor Newsom, he does do good things. And
he's
sometimes
a far left liberal, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And look at this is kind of more of a step up on the conservative side.
It is. Yeah. It seems more rightist, but it's just the right thing, I think, is really what it's about. He said that he's overturned the parole board's decision because he has authority to do that. And he said because Sirhan currently poses an unreasonable threat to public safety because he has not, admitted to what he has done. He has not accepted responsibility. He lacks insight and accountability. And he has failed to disclaim future violence. And because he has not mitigated the risk factors that he certainly proposes or he has today, he cannot be paroled.
In his parole hearing, he's alleged to have said, well, I think I was drunk. Well, if in fact I did that, it was a bad thing. In other words, not accepting full responsibility for taking the senator's life.
Well, here's the deal. Applaud. The governor, because the governor said this was his hero. Apparently, it was Robert F. Kennedy was California governor's hero. He said that, apparently.
And I really liked him, too.
Yeah.
I saw him in Medford, Oregon, and he was, in front of the city hall, and he was, talking. It was one of the very first times I ever watched a politician talk. I was quite young at the time. And I just remember how charismatic. I remember him saying things that I felt, even as a child, that were pretty strong and powerful and all of those
type
of things.
Great, great person. When we come back, we're going to talk briefly. Wow, a Chicago judge and prosecutor, assistant prosecutor, and Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather being sued. We're going to talk about that. We're going to close it out with quick takes.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, stop it.
And now, back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Fred Penny and Denise Dirks.
No problem. So, look, just really quick, we're not going to get into this. Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather are sued by cryptocurrency people who invested it, saying that they kind of, to some degree, were part of a scam and misleading them. I don't know the details. We don't like cryptocurrency. We don't want to talk about it. Denise and I are like, let's not talk about that. So there you go. We at least brought it up, Denise, right? But let's jump right into this Chicago judge. Okay, now there's a famous lawyer by the name of Jennifer Bongean. Jennifer Bongean, those of you who don't know, is the lawyer for Bill Cosby. And she has a tendency to, and she's a criminal defense lawyer.
No, she's a civil rights attorney.
Rights, but yeah. She defends the people for that are due criminal, but what she does is she takes the unpopular people and she defends them. And I applaud her for that. That is sometimes the hardest thing to do, is to represent the unpopular. And when we stop, I'm on my soapbox again. When we stop representing or don't want to represent the unpopular, and the society comes down on those lawyers for doing that, or they're fired because of that, I think our country's in grave danger, because that's part of our country, the freedom that we have and the Constitution that allows everybody, no matter what their situation, to have the right to be represented. And I'm not going to get into my political beliefs, but it makes me mad when I hear about people that, you know, well, I'm protesting that law firm and those lawyers because they represent this person or that political party or this. It irritates me. You know what? It irritates me because – That's our system. And even those who need representation, no matter how heinous the crime. So that's what she does. And so she comes before this judge in Chicago, Judge Raines, and then there's the assistant district attorney's office, Mr. Beccaro. Is it a man or a woman? I know it's Beccaro is the last name. Anyway, she's on a case trying to get a conviction overturned, an old conviction overturned. Now, what's happening in today's society? Those of you who don't really, know what's going on in the courtrooms day to day, they're now courts, generally speaking, unless the judge disallows it, people are able to come in and watch a trial. It's a public place, right? With certain rules, by the way. So what they've done is they have allowed live stream in the court cases. In fact, not this last case that we're involved in, our firm, but the last case, we've had like three trials in a row, right? Boom, boom, boom. It was live streamed on YouTube. You could watch the case, right? And sometimes they just do it, audio or live. So that's the case in this Chicago courtroom, is they had it live streamed. What was going on? Well, guess what happened? No different than Durst. What happens is they left the live stream going after the case was over, and Denise she laughed. I love Denise's little thing. Fred, it was probably the bailiff that was mad and left it on. I'm not saying it probably wasn't, but we're laughing about that. And so these are the quotes. Let's start talking, Denise, about this is a Cook County Circuit Court Judge, William Raines, and Beccaro, who's the state assistant attorney general. And then there are some other attorneys involved, but those are the two ones that we're talking. And it starts out, and then I want you to interrupt when you want. It starts out with the judge says, and they're talking about, her demeanor. That is the Jennifer Bonjean. Did you see her going nuts, glasses off, fingers through her hair, and the phones going all over the place? It's insane. And that's what, okay, that doesn't sound too bad. And then the assistant state attorney general, it's Susie Beccaro. It's a woman. Says what, Denise? What does she say?
Oh, well, that was so entertaining.
That was so entertaining. Now I'm going to go to the next one. The judge replies, "It was entertaining for me." And then he continued to say, "Can you imagine?" This is the just killer. "Can you imagine waking up next to her every day? Oh my blank, and by the way, this is all being heard live on the air, right? Then what happened?
On the live stream,
Okay, so then, so Beccaro and the other assistant state attorney, is another woman, by the way, start laughing.
Yeah, this isn't just men here.
Yeah.
Male and females kind of talking very badly about one of the, the attorneys.
Okay, and so they're laughing, and then they say what? Beccaro replies what? Go ahead.
She says there would be a number of things wrong with my life if I was waking up to her next to her every day.
It's like, oh my gosh,
now, there's Cal, so much fat,
dude,
to unpack.
Cal. That's just crazy, right?
Last time I heard that was from my wife.
Yes, well, my wife does all the time. So, but the judge Raines then says, "This is the judge." The judge says, "I couldn't get a visual on that if you paid me." Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Talk about disparaging this lady. And then so Raines and Beccaro, then they basically go on and talk about one of her assistants. That's this Bonjean's assistant. And they call the assistant a quote, 13-year-old boy dressed up in a suit. It's like, and this is Bonjean's man child, right? It's just hammering them. And don't forget, this judge is supposed to be neutral, right?
Wow.
And I could just see, I don't agree with it, but I could see the opposite attorney kind of bad mouthing the other attorney, quietly. The other attorney's bad. They banter back and forth. But the judge does not need to get involved in this. And, Denise, we talked about what's going to happen now. What's next? And, by the way, Miss Bonjean, they interviewed her. Good for her. She said, "I forgave him." And the judge hasn't apologized, but the other ones have. She said, "I forgave him." I watched her interview, and she said, "I forgive him."
Good for her.
She did, but she also brought a judicial complaint.
Wouldn't you, Denise?
I would.
I would, too.
I think that
absolutely.
It's... And then one thing I learned about in Illinois is that they had so many vacancies for a very long time they just couldn't fill. And so their judicial punishment system is really kind of out of whack. They just don't have the... It's called the Judicial Inquiry Board, and they just don't have enough... money and people to do the investigations and stuff. And so it's more than likely that he will get some kind of a reprimand, but it's probably going to be like something like public reprimand or public disapproval, but it's not going to be removal.
No, I don't know. I
and
mean,
he
look.
Wasn't in his official capacity at the time. He
right.
wasn't, he didn't make these statements. He read them on the record, but he didn't make them during the process. And so he's probably going to get his hands slapped.
Yeah, and the attorneys, that's typical banter. I'm not agreeing with it, but that's banter between lawyers. You know, you just kind of boo a little bit. I'm not saying I do it or other lawyers do, but that's lawyer banter.
You may
but,
feel pressured because you're talking to a judge to kind
yes,
of like engage.
Judge, right.
But at the same time, it was inappropriate. And
right.
it's so, I have to, well.
Go ahead. You have to what?
Nope, we have to do
this. Let's end this thing. This is hour three. This is our quick takes. This is the most important time for us to just do a quick little take. Go ahead. Can Denise start?
Are you ready to start, Denise? Go right ahead.
What did I learn from the L.A. police getting fired? Don't play Pokemon on the job. It's addictive and it's grounds for dismissal.
So exactly. I got two, Cal. All Number right. one, while in the toilet with the hot mic on, don't go hurt. And then say, what the blank did I do? Kill all of them, of course. Don't ever say that. And my final quick take is, you know, be careful to judge Alec Baldwin in this tragic shooting case on the Rust set. What's happening with the timing of everything that's going on? The system works. This is normal, people. Just let it work through the process. Thank you for joining us. This is Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd. And not Todd. Thanks for joining us.
Well, for Todd, you know, actually. But for everyone here, thanks for being with us on Radio Law Talk. We truly appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.